Watching someone you love struggle with memory loss, it's just, you know, it's rough. It adds this whole other layer of worry, you know, like, what do we even do?
Oh, absolutely. And then trying to figure out dementia care, where do you even start? It feels impossible.
Exactly. It's completely overwhelming. And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive. We're looking at Senex Memory Advisors. They've really caught our eye, you know?
Yeah, they seem really interesting. I was looking at their materials, and they seem to be about a lot more than just, okay, here's a facility, put them in there.
Right. They're all about expert advice and get this, potentially saving families money and stress.
And that's a huge deal because let's face it, it's a stressful time as it is, right?
Yeah.
What I find really interesting is that they're not just placement brokers.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
So they're certified dementia advisors, meaning they've gone through specific training to assess the needs of individuals with dementia.
Okay, so they have that extra level of expertise. So it's not just, oh, I know a place. It's more like, here's what your loved one actually needs.
Precisely. And that can make a huge difference in guiding families towards the most appropriate solutions for their loved one's care.
I see. So they have this thing called the Senex Money Saver. What's that all about?
Well, let's say you're in a situation where you're worried sick about your dad and he's becoming increasingly forgetful. You assume, okay, the priciest memory care facility must be the best,
So,
right?
because you want the best for him.
Exactly. But that might not actually be what he needs. This Senex Money Saver is basically a specialized assessment tool that helps determine the precise level of care someone needs right now. This can potentially save families, get this, thousands of dollars.
Really? How so?
Because it helps them avoid unnecessary or premature placement in a higher level of care than they might actually need at that moment.
Wow, I can see how that would add up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They actually claim an average savings of $10,400. And this right sizing of care isn't just financially crucial, but ethically too.
How so?
Well, it makes sure your loved one is getting the appropriate level of support for their needs without being placed in an environment that might be, say, too restrictive or overstimulating for their current stage of dementia.
That's a really good point. So they're considering the well-being of the individual and the family's financial peace of mind.
Exactly. And they really emphasize a personalized and unbiased approach.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
They're not tied to any particular facility, so their recommendations are truly tailored to the individual, not just what's going to make them the most money.
That makes a lot of sense. So you're dealing with dementia, maybe just starting to explore care options. Where do you even begin? What are the options?
Well, Senex breaks down two main categories, assisted living and memory care. And understanding that distinction is really key because it reflects the progression of the disease.
Right, because dementia isn't just one thing, it progresses, it changes.
Exactly. And the care needs to change with it. So let's say your mom is showing some early signs. Maybe she's misplacing things more often, having trouble remembering recent conversations, or her personality seems a little different.
Yeah, I've heard those can be early warning signs.
Right. And that could be what's called mild cognitive impairment. Often that's a precursor to dementia. Assisted living is designed for that stage.
So it's like a supportive environment, but someone can still maintain a certain level of independence.
Exactly. They might just need reminders to take their medication, a little assistance with bathing or dressing or help with transportation.
So they're still able to participate in activities, engage in their hobbies, you know, have a good quality of life.
Yes, exactly.
And what about memory care? When does that come into the picture?
Memory care is, it becomes necessary when the dementia progresses. And, the cognitive impairments, they get like more noticeable.
Okay, so it's a higher level of care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, think about someone who's wandering, getting lost easily, forgetting familiar faces.
Right, those kinds of things where there's a safety concern.
Yes. Or even exhibiting behaviors that could be risky, for themselves or others.
So memory care is about a higher level of supervision, a more secure environment.
You got it. These facilities are specially designed, for individuals with moderate to severe dementia.
Okay, that makes sense. So they have staff who are trained specifically in dementia care.
Exactly. Structured routines to like minimize confusion and of course security measures to prevent wandering.
So it's really about creating that safe and supportive environment tailored to their needs.
Yes. It's interesting because we've been talking a lot about the logistics of all of this, but this is a really emotional decision.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge decision for families. And I think that's something that really struck me about Senex, looking at their materials.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
They seem to get it, the human element of all of this, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's not just a business transaction for them.
Right. Like those testimonials on their website, I was reading through them. and they felt really genuine.
I agree, they did. They weren't just like, hey, our services are great. You can really feel the relief.
And the gratitude from these families who had gone through this process.
Yeah. Like they had Senex's guidance and it made a difference.
Like one person talked about how Senex helped them navigate a really, really tough decision with their aging father.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those are tough.
Yeah. And they were just there to offer compassionate expert advice when they just felt lost.
That's got to be so reassuring during such a difficult time.
Right. And then another one mentioned the peace of mind they felt, you know, knowing their loved one was safe.
Yeah. And that they were in a good place, that their needs were being met.
Right. And that's key. It's not just about finding a place. It's finding the right place.
100%. One that feels like a good fit for your loved one.
Yeah. Taking into account their personality, their preferences, all of that.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
You know what else I noticed? It's not just about placing someone.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
They have all those free resources on their website, which I thought was really cool.
Right. Like what kind of stuff?
Well, they have that Consumer's Guide to Home Safety for Seniors. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's so important.
It really is. And then they have one on, like, what you need to know about long-term care.
Which can be so confusing to navigate, all the ins and outs of it.
Totally. So it's like they're going above and beyond just, okay, we'll find you a facility. It's more holistic.
Right. Like they're giving you the tools and resources to make informed decisions.
Yes. Empowering families, which is so important.
So we've talked a lot about Senex. Their dementia specialist, the Senex Money Saver, the personalized approach, it seems like a lot.
It does. It seems like they've got a lot going on in a good way.
Right. But how does this all play out in real life, you know?
It's one thing to have it all on paper.
Right. Like when you're actually in that situation.
That's a million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Because it's easy to say, oh, yeah, they have a personalized approach. But what does that look like when you're actually dealing with, you know, a parent who's saying, no way, I'm not leaving my home.
Absolutely. And that's a really common scenario, right?
Great.
That's where I think Senex's expertise can be so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Having a certified dementia advisor who can come in, assess the situation, it's not just about like forcing a solution. It's about working with the family.
Right. Because every family dynamic is different.
Exactly. And every person's needs are unique. So for example, instead of saying, okay, it's time for assisted living, they might suggest some home modifications to improve safety.
Which can make a huge difference.
Right. Or connect the family with in-home care providers, even explore things like adult day programs.
Oh, yeah. Those can be a great option.
Yeah. It's a way to introduce some structure, some socialization,
yeah,
while still allowing the person to stay in their familiar environment.
Right. Because that sense of familiarity can be so important.
It really can, especially as dementia progresses. And that's another thing I appreciate about Senex, is that they seem to recognize that this isn't a one-time thing. It's a journey.
It's not like you just find a facility and that's it. You're done.
Exactly. Needs change. The situation evolves.
Yeah.
So they seem to emphasize that ongoing support, you know, helping families navigate those transitions as smoothly as possible.
Okay. So we've covered a lot about Senex. We've talked about their dementia specialists, that Senex Money Saver that could potentially save families money, this personalized approach that seems to be central to what they do.
Yeah, they seem committed to really understanding the individual needs of each person.
Right, but this is where you, listening, come in.
Okay, what do you mean?
We've given you a lot of information, a lot to think about, but what questions would you ask Senex? You know, if you were considering them for your family, what would you want to know?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's one thing to hear about their approach in general, but how does it actually play out?
Right. Like, do their specialists have experience with your specific type of dementia? What's their process for actually finding these facilities that are the right fit?
And are they upfront about their fees? How do they handle situations where, you know, a loved one's needs change really suddenly? What's their communication style like? Are they responsive?
Right. These are all really important questions. And don't be afraid to really dig deep. What's their overall philosophy of care? How do they ensure the dignity and respect of their clients?
Yes. Do they have a history of, you know, really advocating for families even when things get tough?
Exactly. Because ultimately, you're the one who knows your loved one best and you're their advocate. And that's what we want to empower you to do. Ask the tough questions, do your research, and advocate for the best possible care. So we've given you a lot to consider today about Senex Memory Advisors, but remember, this is just a starting point. Senex offers free consultations, so if any of this resonated with you, don't hesitate to reach out. And remember, knowledge is power. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep advocating for your loved ones. Until next time, everyone, take care.